You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Scott here with the Student Radio Association at SRA Con, and I'm joined by Steve Lamack, who will be presenting the final keynote session of SRA Con 2017, and between us, I think it's going to be the best one. Today's session is called The Importance of Music Radio. We're going through a period where radio is being tested by online platforms, especially with music. So how do you think radio is combating these types of things?
Doing what it does best, I think, which is communicating why the music that you're playing is important, and also framing it in the right way. I think, you know, as much as, you know, people put together playlists on streaming services which have some good records on, they're not necessarily in the right order. They don't have the right feel to them. You need to have an aptitude, I think, to learn how to, you know, let's say, frame the music, make it sound really good, get the best out of a track, really. I mean, I think there's some records that benefit from being played in between two other records, and if you do that really well, which is what good radio does, then, you know, it's a pleasure to listen to music rather than a slightly more soulless experience, I think, which is just listening to a series of tracks. I mean, obviously, you might just want some music on in the background, that's fine, but I really think radio, what it does well is bring good music to the fore, and so I think that's it, really. Plus, I mean, I think radio is still the most personal of you know, all mediums, really. You know, you sometimes it's just nice to hear a voice, a friendly voice. So all these things, I mean, radio, I think it's holding up really well, music radio. Obviously we have to be really good at it, but it's doing all right.
Yeah, quite a few people would say that there's obviously like kind of like a flip side, and there might be some good qualities about these new services that we've got. For example, like if there is like a new music presenter out there, especially in student radio, then using things like playlists can actually benefit them and help them share their tips with their audience in a different way. What do you think about using things like Spotify to help boost radio shows?
Yeah, I mean, it's one way, isn't it? I mean, we do this with the Recommends playlist, which is a sort of amalgamation of a lot of tips from presenters who have shows across the week. So, yeah, it's quite good. I mean, it also gives a taste of what that show's doing, because you're not going to put everything online. So it's more a, if you like this, come and listen to this. So it can be a useful tool, I think, just to give people an idea of what you're doing.
Would you say that curation is a huge, unique selling point of why radio's still sort of like got the edge over streaming, like curation? So, like, how important do you think it is that the individual voice and the individual opinion and the sort of like imposed feeling is on the listener?
I think whatever you're doing, whether it's, you know, you're building a streaming playlist or you're in radio, the main thing that you have to get is a trust with the audience. And I think what you get with radio is an explanation of why you should listen to this record, not why you should like it. Can't tell you like something, but it means that you know, curation is important, but at the centre of it, at the root of it, what is really important is you build a relationship with the people who are listening. You know, you have to build a level of trust, really. You have to get them, because not only, you know, you want to play records that you think they might like, but you also want to play a record that they might not like, but give them the reason why it's important, why it fits in. But to do that, you've got to bring the listener with you, and you'll only bring the listener with you if they think that after this record, which they don't like, there's a record that they do like coming after that. So, yeah, it's trust, really. Just don't end up playing records just because you think you should play records because you like them, and then people will understand that's part of who you are, and if they like that, then they will come back to you. That's what curation's about.
We've got lots of great new music fans that are going to be here today, and music presenters who would love to work in radio. What sort of qualities do you think a music personality needs?
You've got to be believable, I'd say trustworthy, I think. You've got to have, you know, an enthusiasm which is tempered with a sort of sense of realism, right? So not every record is the best record in the world. And I think sometimes some specialist shows I've heard, everything is brilliant. Actually, some of it isn't, you know. But you can't just be happy and sort of over the top about everything you're doing, even though it's a brilliant job and obviously we're very excited to do it. You have to be occasionally measured, I think, in your approach to how you present it. So I think, yeah, believable and not... I always used to say still do to a certain extent, you know, that I take the music very seriously, but I don't take myself too seriously, because otherwise, you know, you get a very dry radio show, and the other end of the extreme from the happy clappy radio shows where everything is brilliant are the shows which are almost unlistenable because they are so serious and so earnest, you know, that it just makes you... It makes me switch off slightly, because I don't want to gag in every link, but I would like to know that, you know, there's a human being with a range of emotions rather than someone who has painted their bedroom black and is going through 7 stages of angst while choosing the music.
And I think hopefully I'll have covered the kind of basics on what you're going to be speaking about today, but is there anything else that you want to add about the importance of music radio?
I think the thing that radio can still do that maybe the streaming services can't do is surprise you. I mean, that's the thing. Great music radio will have one record you weren't expecting in a half an hour, whether it's an old record that you haven't heard for 20 years or it's a brand new record by someone you've never heard of that you think, that is amazing. That's what radio can do, and good radio presenters can do, is find something that just makes you think, hell's teeth, what is that? You know, it gives you the moments where you want to pull off the road and finish listening to the record and write down who it is. It's, you know, it's the record that you immediately want to go and download or buy from the shop. It's that record that you woke up in the morning and didn't know existed. That's what radio can do.